I'm Walt Littlelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Amber Tallow with ServPro of the Upper Peninsula and with Jeff Fawcett, Marquette City Fire Marshal, to talk about the kickoff event activities that are going on tomorrow in Marquette for Fire Prevention Week. Here's more about what's happening with Jeff Fawcett and Amber Tallow.
Tomorrow at Harlow Park, the City of Marquette Fire Department will be putting on their 32nd annual static display. There will be giveaways. We have a bunch of goodies to give away. ServPro has a bike to give away. And then the highlight is really seeing all of the emergency service vehicles, all of the fire trucks, the firemen, Sparky the fire dog.
Right.
So it's fun for all ages.
So this is something that ServPro of the Upper Peninsula has been doing now for a while. Why is this something that you as a group have gotten involved with?
Fire prevention is so important. And, the hope is eventually, I guess it's counterproductive, but we don't want you to have to call either of us in this situation. But if we can help minimize the stress and keep your family safe and provide that support for all of the fire prevention focus that the fire department has, that's what we'd like to do.
Well, from the Marquette City Fire Department, Fire Marshal Jeff Fawcett is here in the studios. Let's talk a little bit about what the message is that, especially with kids, you give them during Fire Prevention Week.
Well, the NFPA does have a different message every year, so we kind of have to change it up every year. Charge into fire safety simply has everything to do with lithium-ion batteries in your home.
And those are risky, especially if they get thrown in the trash or something. They can catch. We hear about it from the landfill folks and everything, that these batteries are a matter. What is sort of the message that you're giving them about that this year?
We just want them to be aware that, charge them. Don't charge overnight. If the batteries are damaged, don't charge them. Use manufacturer recommendation cords to charge. Just some simple things like that.
You could feel that. Sometimes chargers and things like that can get warm and that sort of thing. Yep. So that's kind of the risk. One of the other things, Jeff, is that with Fire Prevention Week, you actively as departments work on getting in front of the kids and to explain to them that, like, if you do encounter a firefighter and you're in full gear and everything like that, they're actually there to help. And I'm sure for a kid, that can be pretty scary if you see that. But you guys work on that, right?
Yep, we work on that. It's going to be a little bit different this year. We don't have a trailer where we would bring them in and dress up a firefighter. But we're going to do it inside an inflatable fire safety house. We're not sure if we're going to be indoors, outdoors, at the public schools. But we'll still dress up a firefighter and have them practice exiting a window of the structure.
That is Jeff Fawcett. He is City of Marquette Fire Marshal. Also in the studio with me is Amber Tallow with ServPro of the Upper Peninsula. Real quick, Amber, remind everybody tomorrow when and where they need to be to see all the fun.
Yep, so it's tomorrow at Harlow Park. It starts at 11. And then at 12:30, if you're anywhere in the vicinity of the City of Marquette, you will hear all of these fire trucks, emergency service vehicles kicking off on their parade down Washington.
That's Amber Tallow from ServPro of the Upper Peninsula, along with Marquette City Fire Marshal Jeff Fawcett. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.